Save big money on everything at Menards. Keep your guns, ammunition, and valuables secure with Sports Appeal Gun Safes. We have multiple sizes available to fit your needs. The spacious interiors are fully carpeted to protect against scratches and include adjustable side shelves to suit your storage needs. Save big on Sports Appeal at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at
Menards. Right, if you're just meeting us, which none of you here, I'll just say it for audio purposes, this is our daily meeting. We've got a lot of stuff to discuss today, and we may even be able to do it quickly. Actually, not a lot of stuff to discuss, but a few things to discuss in great detail. Remember, the fight is for what, Grace? What's the fight for?
Prosperity.
The fight is for prosperity. That's it. It's a fight against me?
No.
It's a fight against anybody?
No.
The fight is only for?
Prosperity.
All right. That means every single thing that you do today should be in alignment with that. First thing on the agenda, Deanna, Grace has some things that she needs you to do. Pay stubs, etc. I need that handled within the first hour. After the meeting or something like that, sometime before 10 o'clock. How about that? Something like that. You feel me? Grace, gotcha. Then I'll leave it up to you what you do with that after that.
Okay. Got me? Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, and then you could just say everything is recovered, but it's catching up. You feel me? Something like that. Whatever. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever you want to say. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To the powers that be, not to the givers, to the powers that be. You understand?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, also, Reggie, where are you with your, I didn't see any videos yesterday, right?
Right.
All right. So what I want to do is ask you, where are you with your book? Forget the, it's not the videos I'm concerned with. It's your, I know that you're doing the book through the videos. You feel me? So is you, did you hit a, you hit a blank spot or need a shift of environment, throw on some music, or it's just got all these responsibilities in your way or something?
Kind of none of the above.
Okay. I'll let me.
Actually, yeah, the kind of no, I never had no excuse for what.
Fair enough.
Throw that out there to the atmosphere and the universe. Today was going to be a day that I do another chapter because
good stuff.
Make sure I direct it correctly instead of freestyle.
Ah, yes. Okay, good. I actually had a dream like last week or something. You was doing a sales call with no script, and I was like, Reggie, use your script. I have no idea why I had that dream. No idea.
No freestyles.
No freestyles. Good stuff.
No.
Good stuff. This is what I want. So that's perfect. So everything I heard is perfect. No corrections. I want you to push yourself in a way that I would, because me and you are pretty much similar. Whatever. Let's say you got five scripts or something like that, right? You know, five things you want to do. Try to run out in 2 or 3 days and then force yourself to do something to get more. You get what I'm saying? Like try to, yeah. Like let's say I had, it's the same equivalent of me doing one song a day. You know, at some point, even though I'm not, I can't use anything old though, right? Because I'll run out. It's just. And while I'm still writing 3 albums, I can't use anything on those albums because who wants to get stuff for free and then hear the same thing on the album, right? So I'm forcing myself to stay fresh, be fresh, and come up with the freshest of ideas, because once you put yourself in that position, right, I mean, you're going to excel. You know, put Reggie against a wall, Reggie dunks on people. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just try to run out. So you can come up with something creative that you didn't even think about, but it's always been in you. Something like that.
Antonio?
Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, well, one thing about developing new material, just follow yourself around and take notes. Because the universe or the Holy Spirit will give you what you need if you're open for it. So just pay attention as you go through the week or go through the day and just get that feel, and you'll know when that idea comes through you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And Reggie, I'm glad he said that because it reminded me that's also why I assigned you and Deanna Peter. It's also why. Peter, going through that is going to bless your book.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to enjoy it. Same way James did, you're going to enjoy that. So you're going to enjoy that. Yeah, y'all going to enjoy Peter. So y'all both got that. So continue to make that happen. Good stuff. Good stuff. Simone, looking good. You're looking young and vibrant. And just skin is just looking like it's 18 years old. That's what I'm talking about.
I appreciate that. Have a good morning, everybody. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, good stuff. Deanna.
Tell me
what do you want to first, let me tell you, everybody, we're not going to have the marketing training tomorrow. Not going to have the marketing training tomorrow. I'm going to let Deanna take the day off. See that? See that? So we're not going to have that training tomorrow, because if I cover, then she's going to be doing the Q&A part or whatever. So we're not going to have the marketing training tomorrow. I'm going to be nice. If you haven't guessed, tomorrow is your what, Deanna?
My birthday.
There you go. There you go. So tomorrow's her birthday. So we won't have a marketing training tomorrow, but we will resume Friday. And
happy birthday, Deanna. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go. So we're going to let her make it. If Grace's birthday falls on, what do your birthday fall on, Grace? Is it a Tuesday?
It's on a Wednesday.
There you go. So you'll be teaching the day before. Just the same way she working the day before. Look, I got her working. She got a full day.
Wait a minute. That's all right.
I actually told her 2 days before. I told her yesterday, I need you to work twice as you hard as work today and tomorrow. So to do what?
So you can take Thursday off.
All right. So I got my work day, Jerome.
You ain't changed.
I got my work day. So it looked like I'm being nice. You understand? I'm being nice.
Good.
I said catch 22. You doggone right. Yeah. I catch 22s.
My goodness.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
And so also, that also, because the ATS team meeting, is that a week?
Is that her turn or your turn?
It's her turn.
No, don't cancel that because that's late. Can you just shift and cover that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Owen, thank you, Internet. She told me Happy Teacher's Day.
Oh, yes.
Happy Teacher's Day,
Grace. Yes.
Thank you.
Good job. All right. So everything else will remain, just not her duties. Just not her duties. And you'll take care of the network and all that stuff like that, right? You'll take care of the building. We'll just let her go buy a Coca-Cola and some Twinkies.
Vanilla Coke.
We need them tears on that integrity leadership call now, okay?
I'm looking out for you, Antonio.
She said she's doing that. She's doing an excellent job.
She said she was still doing that. So the only thing canceled is the morning. The other two or three things after that is still going. I'm just looking like I'm a nice person tomorrow. That's all I'm doing. I'm fronting. It's an illusion. All right, good stuff there. Let me see, I got Reggie on the book. I pushed your book back. That was me. I pushed your book back. I want to finalize his book cover Friday or Saturday, okay? That's why I pushed it back. She had me to do your book cover. It's fantastic, but something about it. Oh, fantastic. She just updated me. So that works. That date works. Good then. Cool. That date works. Still what I said though. Friday. It's Friday. I want to do a full deal, hoopla about it. So that was me. All right then. Good. June 8th sounds good. He said cool beans. Outstanding. Now I need to talk about something uncomfortable, but I'm trying to cover stuff just in case I need to get there. Don't forget to not, if not today, Daddy, not to wait till Friday-ish, but you need to get with Phil and Susan about access so they can download whatever they need to download. And then Grace, if she can't get with them today, then what we'll do is we'll have you get with them about the Zoom picture or something, unless they want to reschedule. And then you can just, you just walk them through. And I'm trying to make sure you all, I work the super duper mess out of you 364 days a week, not a year, a week. I'm trying to let you have your birthday so I can continue to be, you know, to crack that whip on these other days. You understand? So when August, watch this, y'all. When August 19th come,
that's not her birthday at all. That's not her birthday. Yes.
When August 12th come, you won't say Wednesday. Maybe you'll have Wednesday off. I don't know. We'll work it out. Ain't nothing really to do, but you'll still have it off. And you Reggie will figure out. Reggie will make you some Kool-Aid, black folk style. 50 pounds of sugar in it. You know what I'm talking about, Jerome. You know what I'm talking about. You don't even measure that Kool-Aid. You count. When it rise up, yeah, all right, it risen up enough. That's what I'm talking about. Get you some diabetes on your birthday. All right, so we got that. Got that. Before I get to the uncomfortable stuff, one sheet. I still didn't get my improved one sheet. Do you have the one sheet with you right now? Do you have it on your screen?
No, I don't.
Have it on your computer, excuse me.
I do have it on my computer. Right.
Pull it up real quick. Pull up my one sheet, and then I want you to show people what it looks like so they can take screenshots and stuff and make their own. So it's pretty cool. She does a good job. So when I'm asking, so I want y'all to know, when I'm going to ask her to make it better, and it's really not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair that I ask her to make it better because it's perfect. But whatever, right? It's last year's perfect. It needs to be this year's perfect. That's 2,000 awarenesses ago, awareness levels ago. So that's my one sheet right there. Not too shabby. It's pretty cool. I tell you what, since they can't, tell you what, just to unshare your screen, that's too difficult to take a screenshot. See if it lets you upload it to the file in the chat. See if it lets you do that. And then y'all can just steal it. Have it, steal it, or whatever. Totally up to you. Hey, I don't own nothing, Jerome. Everything comes from source. It's not me. I don't own nothing. Lost amen. If it uploads to chat, it's a PDF, right? It's uploaded? All right. She said it's uploaded. So there y'all go. If you got access to chat, who does not have access to chat? Who called in and does not have access to chat? Who? Chris, pull over and download this or something. I know you're driving somewhere. All right, so it looks like everyone has access to chat. If you do not have access to chat, then just reach out and we will get it emailed or messengered or something to you. It's there. It's flawless. I'm on mobile. Will it still download? I think. See if it still downloads. Grace, you download it. Send it to Dave and Law. Dave and Law. You download it and send it to Justin too. Send it to Dave, Law, and Justin because Justin just logged in, which means he won't have access to the chat. Dave, Law, Justin, Carroll. Write that down in the chat. Dave, Law, Justin, Carroll. All right, go ahead. And Chris. Dave, Law, Justin, Carroll, Chris, and Simone, I think. And Phil. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. Okay, Simone, you want to say something? Or you were saying, all right. You were saying, give it to you too. Got you. That's good, so speak up. I want you all to have it. It's pretty cool. You'll see the stuff. We're going to change it up. I've accomplished more since then, that's for sure. I don't see Forbes on there at all. Deanna, can you write Forbes? I don't see Forbes on there. That might be too easy. Write down Forbes. That's not on there. And just all sorts of stuff. One sheeter. Here's the interesting part, Steve. I don't even know why I want to do it. I have this energy pushing me to get that change. A universe like speed. When I do that, the reason will be shown. It's a lesson for some of you. Don't worry. No, I don't say don't worry. Don't look for the reason to move. Help me, somebody. Don't look for the reason to move. Move before you're ready. Let's see this. All right. And then, okay, let's look at Chris's. Check out my interview. I included your name, Antonio. All right. Good stuff. So let's look at Chris's article real quick. I'm such a salesperson. I have no problem selling other people. That's what I do. Shout out Houston, Texas. All right, this recent too. That boy sharp, ain't he? He stays sharp, y'all. Look at him. Looking like he's singing in the men's choir on Fourth Sunday. Look at him.
Easy boy.
And that man's red coat. Actually, it looks better, but you know how men be wearing that red on Fourth Sunday. All right, look at that. Hi, Chris. What do you think about risk? I'll read this one. I feel like risk taking is a part of everyday life and career. You can't really get to the things you want out of life by playing it safe. It's all about getting outside your comfort zone. When you get out of your comfort zone, that is when you grow the most. That is when that's also the time when you find out more about yourself, what you're willing to take, how you can use innovation and creativity to get out of those things. So I think taking the risk is part of your growth and is necessary for you to accomplish your goals. Everything you want in your life is beyond fear. So throughout my life, eyes moving fast in my brain, and career, it has been a constant challenge of facing fear head on to keep moving forward. And there's a graduation picture. Tell us about this graduation picture, man. What the blue cord mean?
Oh, it's that's part of the donation. Like when your alumni can donate to a school. So that's part of it.
So you donated. Oh, you one of them human beings. You trying to make the world better. All right. And what's this sash you got on? That's not an A.
It is. Okay, organization in college.
All right. You was a stepper?
Yeah, a little stepper.
Okay. Grace, look at him, stepping.
Like I said, Alpha Nu Delta.
Yep.
Yeah. They surely is Alpha Nu Delta. Yeah, I see it now. I can see it now. All right, look, okay. I know that. Oh, that's the morning show lady.
Right. I smell a step on challenge coming into fruition.
Uh-oh. Something challenge. Oh, there is. Oh, yes. I can't see me see walking over here, but that's it right there. All right. Good stuff. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, crowd full of people. All his websites. Good stuff, man. I learned a lot from different podcasts, Range, Gary V, John, Damon John, Les Brown, E.T., T.D. Jakes. Yeah, but I ain't mad at you. Good stuff, man. He already put it in chat, but I'll put it in chat again so y'all can look at that for yourselves as well. Good stuff. If y'all ever have something that you want to, I will share it on the screen. I sure will. I will share it on the screen because you know I released this. Millions of people go see it. I'll share it on the screen. So if you listen to audio, please look up Chris Holmes. Please, Chris, tell them where to find you, man. Tell them where to find you.
Oh, of course. So, hey, keep it easy. Just type in, or better yet, use the hashtag Soul Productions. They'll find me on all social media platforms. But yes, of course, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and all that, everything and much more. And, you know, and inspiring everybody else on my own podcast of Next Level Thinking. So, giving value.
Good stuff. There it is. Carrie, I'm not sure if you were on the last call, but we're going to start that big old coaching thingamabobby May 23rd, right? Ain't that right, Deanna? All right. So I'm sure Deanna would get with you and all the greatness there. good stuff. Let me see. Is there anything else? I'm going to do two more things before I get to the uncomfortable part. Two more things. Brand over sales. That's just me repeating. I got mine under control. Do you have yours under control? Grace, let me start off with you. And every time I ask one of my people, I'm also asking you, Steve. I'm also asking you, Simone. Grace, are you focused on brand over sales? Don't just say yes, because I'm going to say
no.
Hi.
Well,
no, okay. Yes, it's fine. But I'm just no, it's a setup question. I'm going to say hi.
Brand over sales, making sure that the videos that
let me make it easy for you so I don't put you on the spot. How are you going to focus on brand over sales today? That way you ain't got to tell me what you did. Tell me what you
okay
did. There you go. That should be a little less pressure.
Well, making sure that even when I am on the calls that I'm adding value and not just going for the sale, you know, adding value, making sure that everyone has access to what they have gotten already.
Good stuff.
Learning more about them to see what it is, if, you know, if there's something else that they need at that moment.
Okay.
And then
making sure. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. What about your math videos?
So I go out and have fun and just, you know, because if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. So.
Well, if it's not fun, your customers don't want to do it either. They hate math, remember?
All right.
Yeah. They didn't come to you because they like math. Yeah, so that makes sense. Good stuff. All right, so you're going to make it fun. Focus on brand over sales. And you're actually doing a good job there because you're not doing any sales pitch after your math videos. You're just running it. That's how you do it. Good job. So good job there. I approve of everything you said. Thank you for bringing up adding value to our customers and keeping our brand safe by over-delivering to our people. That's always a good job there. Deanna, you're next. How are you focused on brand and sales? Going to do it today. I'm going to take the pressure off you. You coming next, Reggie.
Today I'm going to make sure that I have reached out to everyone that needs to be reached out to, make sure that I've covered any questions or concerns of any of our customers, make sure customer service is on point today. For sales, I'm going to make sure that whoever I speak with, they are fully satisfied. So they will still continue to be with us as well. I still continue to word of mouth market us. So we don't have to do that.
Yeah, organic growth is always the best growth. And it's the cheapest growth too, that's for sure. All right, good stuff. What about your brand? What about DeMarie Group? Are you bragging about how you made me famous enough? What's my answer?
Your answer is no, I have not. All right,
hold on. So before you answer the question, tell them why my answer is no.
Because you watch everybody's pages.
I tell Deanna every day, all day, you're not bragging enough about what you did for me. You need to take more credit for what you do for me. How many times did I tell you that, Deanna?
All the time.
There's a lesson here. There's got to be something. I don't know if it's a leadership lesson. I don't know what it is. I tell Deanna, you got full permission to take credit for my success.
Yes, you tell me that all the time.
All the time. And I say, you don't do it enough. Stop being humble. Do it more. Keep telling people you made me. You understand? You keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. It don't hurt me, but it does hurt her when she don't say it. Ah. You get it? It ain't like it's not like it's gonna be lies. It's gonna be the truth. You helping me, you making me famous and rich and all that stuff does not make me look bad. It makes me look like I got a good team. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But you not taking credit for it doesn't let people know how powerful you are.
Yes, sir.
So I want that more. Yes, that's sir. How you're going to do brand over sales. You're going to tell people I wouldn't be nothing without you. You understand?
I think that was like one of my biggest struggles too as well. Especially when you told me, you said like, start posting more. I was like, you know what? Well, I already know you clearly see me posting more now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of y'all doing a good job, man. It's somebody I was watching yesterday, and I really wanted to, they're not on the call. There's somebody doing a fantastic job. I'm going to remember it here in a second. Somebody is just clobbering it.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Charmone is doing a wonderful job. Every day she does something for every day of the week.
Good. I didn't know
Yesterday was Tuesday. She did something on Monday. I don't want to say it wrong. I think it was Motivation Monday, but I know yesterday was Talk It Out Tuesday. And she says, you know, she does a call to action, you know, by asking a question. Yesterday was, what are you saying to yourself? Things like that. You know, what are you, you know, how are you encouraging yourself to be the best you can be?
And she says, okay. I couldn't help myself.
I knew where you were going. And she was telling people, it's crazy how we have all these dreams and what the things we want, and then we complain about the work that it takes to get it. And I was like, oh, okay, Charmone, you're giving it to us like that. So she's doing a real good job.
Wow, good stuff. All right, I'm going to tell you, if I don't use my personal page, but I do snoop on my personal page, I do a lot of lurking. If you click that link real quick and go add me, I would make sure that I return, you know, I would make sure I add you back so I can snoop on you. Because I don't see Charmone. She's not one of my friends. Y'all, click that link and I will add you. All my interactions on my fan page, though. So if you want to contact me there. But I am a lurker. I am the dude in the shadows. Lurking. So yes. I'm like, ooh, Simone did a good job. Look at that post. Yeah, right. I'm lurking. I wanna spy on y'all as much as I possibly can. Go ahead, Dion.
Can we find another word for lurk?
Nah, I like that word.
It sounds so creepy.
I like it though. It's I try to use words that are emotionally neutral in a lot of cases.
Antonio.
Go ahead, Phil.
Be alert, because the world needs more alerts.
See, I got encouragement now, so it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Good stuff. All right, so y'all do that if you haven't already. Almost last thing, because I want to get to the uncomfortable thing. I want to do the uncomfortable thing, and I want to end with prayer. Don't let me forget to end with prayer. I know I don't do that, but let me make sure I do it this time, okay? Don't let me forget.
Okay.
Don't let me forget. That's, I actually got it written
down. Help me remember.
I actually got it written down, but help me remember. Make sure. What's that one more thing I wanted to do? I did it. The brand over sales. All right. Here's the deal. There's an article. I'm going to let you look for the article yourself. All right. I'm going to let you look for it yourself. The article is 100% facts. Only the last two paragraphs are opinions, and they're opinions about the article. Okay. There is a governor. That's the governor of my state. If you know what state I'm in, it makes it easier for you, okay? That is reopening my state. And this governor was recorded three or four days ago, admitting that it's going to kill a lot of people. Many infections, actually used the phrase ipso facto, which means as a result, it means this is a fact as a result of this action is what ipso facto means. Okay, ipso facto means as a result of this action, this is because I dropped my phone, ipso facto, it broke. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Now, at no point, it's bad. On top of that, say, and this is to the state legislator. So this is governor talking to the state legislators, that means people who make the laws for the state, about why we're opening and stuff. If you look at the task force for the people who, well, you got to Google this on your own. Look at the task force. The people who are on the task force are hurting the most. So you got billionaires that had to furlough or lay off over 45,000 people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So basically it's, what is that? It's a major conflict of interest, right? It's a major conflict of interest. We open back up, and this is an opinion. This is in the recording, and they actually post a recording so you can hear. This is in the recording. We're opening back up because, and I quote, we were never supposed to get the infection rate to zero, end quote. There's more terrible quotes, but we'll just say that. It's impossible, quote, it's impossible, end quote, to get it to zero. Of course, there are, forgetting about the fact that zero or not, there are countries who have been successful at beating the coronavirus. This is facts. There are countries that have done that. It's just facts. While America is a tiny portion, I think America's 323 million people. The world is 7.78 billion people. And so watch how to process that information. It's 323 million people. America's 7.8 billion people, period. And we have the most cases and the most deaths in the world. What's also uncomfortable about this article is everything that's reopening, I don't have to go to. Everybody lean in. I don't know if you heard, but I'm rich. I don't know if you ever heard that before. I don't know if you ever heard that. I have no reason to go get a haircut. For one, I can have a barber come to me, number one. Two, I could just walk around like this because I don't apply for no job. It just makes sense. I don't have no job to go to. No one tells me what to do. I don't need to go to a gym because I have workout equipment. I'm just keep listening to the uncomfortable part. Everything that's being opened up, poor middle-class people go to. There's no golf courses opened up. There's no country clubs opened up. There's a study out there, you can look it up yourself, but Johns Hopkins University will help you out because they reported it, that this could last up to 2 to 3 years and probably won't go away until 70% of the world catches coronavirus and builds up an immunity. That's got nothing to do with me. I don't make science. That being said, the top 1% are more likely not to get caught up in this. The whole country can shut down. I got my own ecosystem. I never need to go to the store. Toilet paper. If I figure out how to make my own toilet paper, then I have no reason to go outside. None. No reason. If I can figure out how to make my own toilet paper, I got no reason to go outside. None. It is much fairer. I don't have to do what law does. Law has to commute to work. I don't have to do that. I don't have to. This is very, very uncomfortable. That being said, team, you can expect me to keep the company locked down the way it is. Straight up. Because here's what I cannot live with. I can't live with Deanna running to the office. I got the office sanitized. It is. Gave her all the equipment she need. Got it. I can't control the gas pump though, Simone. I can't control that. Or petrol. I can't control different countries. I can't control, you know, the petrol. I can't control the gas. I can't. I can't control if someone coughed on their hands, grabbed the gas pump, and it stays on metal for 72 hours. I can't control that. And then she touches the gas pump, then rubs her son on the head and say, good job, buddy. And now he's sick. I can't control that. I can't control everything. Don't need to control everything. But what I'm not allowed to do consciously is to increase your chance of giving one of your grandchildren or your children, or Grace has a 99-year-old grandmother, lives right next door to her. Grace is her grandmother's primary caretaker, even though her grandmother, for some reason, Jerome, walks around with no cane, does cartwheels and sit-ups every morning. I have no idea. I'm dead serious. She does sit-ups and cartwheels and cooks Sunday meal. She's 99 years old. I'm dead serious. Law better. 99 years old. Walk on. Watch the stories and murder she wrote. And bake and do Sunday dinner every Sunday. She ain't dying no time soon. It's just not. But in the great reversal of things, her immune system is no different than Deanna's 5-year-old son. So the uncomfortable thing, and I'm the uncomfortable thing is simple. Run out there, do what you do. I'm not preaching fear. I don't have time for it. That's just not even what I live in. But until your leaders go to their favorite places, I would be cautious. If you read, all right, let's go to her 100th birthday party. I like that, Phil. If you read this, you, give me a second. I'll make it easier for you. I won't say it out loud. And then when I put it on podcast, they won't have access. There's the link. It's right there in chat. If you read, some of our governors, some, if you're from different countries, America has 50 sovereign states. That means that we have two governments, a local government. Well, I guess we have three governments, a federal government, a state government, and a local government, to get technical. But the state governments, local meaning city, state meaning states, obviously, like California is a state. And then Los Angeles would be the local government, the city. Each mayor would have its domain, then the governor would have the domain over the mayors, the ultimate domain, and then the federal part, not just the president, but the whole Congress and all the stuff would have all that. Just trying to explain everything to everybody so you get what I'm saying. So when I say our governors, I mean the checks and balances part of our, actually it's not the executive, yeah, no, that's right. The checks and balances part of our government to make sure that our president does not become, our Congress, our executive branch, I should say, doesn't become a king. That's what the founding fathers did. We have sovereign states to keep that out of check. That means the president only has, or the executive branch, excuse me, only has so much power. Some of our governments which rule the citizens more than the executive branch or the president does is doing flat out population control, whether you want to call it that or not. Read the article for yourself. Everything in that article is quotes being said. I guess that was supposed to be private. I don't know who recorded it, but it is what it is. You do that, I'm out of it. This is not a left conversation. It's not a right conversation. It's not a conservative, not a liberal conversation. It's none of those. This is simple. This is very simple. Who go to barbershops? Who go to beauty shops? Come on now. That's poor middle class. They didn't open up the yacht clubs. They didn't. They did not say golf courses, you got to be at 25% capacity. Let's process the information, yo. I'm not telling you. This ain't even conspiracy. I'm just telling you what's up. The facts are everything poor and middle class is being reopened. Everything that you are addicted to is being reopened. But why? Why? It's simple. Because at least in this state, the billionaires on the task force team to reopen the state profit from businesses that the poor work at and the middle class go to. So expect me. So if you're uncomfortable, Reggie, Deanna, Grace, so what? Because I'm not opening back up. Just not doing it. I'm not. In no circumstance am I going to do it. Period. I don't know what to tell you. As a matter of fact, let me put that out there. You can expect more of this to June 30th. How about that? I'll reconvene upon my decision on July 1st. But you can expect this to July 1st. So if I was you, I would plant gardens. I would learn. I would count my chips, invest in the right places. I do whatever you got to do. But now, sandals. You already know this. Told you to say privately. I'll say it publicly. If I'm gonna pay bills, amen. All right, you got to keep on doing a fantastic job and keep that sanitized. Like you've been doing. You understand? You go outside without no face mask, that's your prerogative. I can't stop that. But you can't come to workplaces. That I can't stop. I can't tell you what to do with your life, but I can tell you what to do with the stuff I'm financing. That I can do. Big difference. Good thing is, y'all ain't got that problem. But I'm saying it out loud anyway. So if it ever becomes a problem, I could say, remember when I said? Because that's the truth. It makes no, well, that's an opinion. Everything I said has been facts up to this point. You click the link yourself, read it. I dare you to read it. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Simone, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I didn't write that article. I ain't say those words. I ain't record those tapes. I ain't making the laws. You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just reacting.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
It is. And if your state thinks like my state, there is a clear agenda. let me just read one thing that's so shocking from this thing.
Antonio.
Go ahead.
You preaching boy. I'm telling you right now, the same mess that's going on in this article that you're talking about. I haven't read the article. The same information is coming from the leader of the country,
mm-hmm.
because they just opened up the press woman to speak from the White House since March of last year. Okay? Because who's been having all the briefings for the corona? The president and his team. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They said we're not going to open up until at least 14 days of decreased for all of the states. That's not happening if people open up. The governors, there's mixed messages coming from the White House. There's mixed messages coming from the states. And people don't know what to believe. And people don't know what's going on. Because the problem is there's going to be an election in November. And everybody wants to win.
No doubt. No doubt. And
so people are expendable. That's just the bottom line.
So Jerome, I respect everybody want to win. I respect reopening the country. I am not against anything that's happening. I'm telling y'all, get your money. Get your money.
Hello.
So this won't happen to you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's making it more real now.
Right. I'm trying to be extremely clear about this. It's insane. You are at more risk than me. I don't mean no disrespect by that. And then I'm double lucky because the VA, I just walk in the VA. They don't mention price. I don't mention paying. I walk out. They never send me a bill. That's just how it worked. I shoot an email. I need glasses. They set an appointment. I just had an appointment with VA Saturday over a version of Zoom. They ain't charged me no dime. I was one of the world's top leaders in their field. So I'm double blessed. Does that mean I can't catch it? That ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm less likely because I don't have to stand in the front counter and say, would you like a case with that? Would you like fries with that? Or, you know, whatever, right? I don't have to do that. Just to give you grace, is this company essential or not essential?
Essential.
And do you and the core members who be in office every day have paperwork that legally lets you travel even if they lock down?
Yep.
And I still won't let them travel, Carol.
Nope.
They essential workers. She just showed her the paper. They can, if they go into lockdown and essential workers only can move, they got paper that they can get pulled over and show it is stamped, signed, sealed, and delivered. And I ain't enforcing it. It's not about how much money you make, it's about how you make your money. You fool around and make a lot the wrong way, you're gonna always have to protect it. That's uncomfortable. I know it is. I get it. I know it is. And it's not emotionally neutral because it's completely politicized. I get that too. My thing that I'm telling all of you, and I'm trying to be as respectful as possible. I didn't mention the governor. I didn't even mention the state. I'm trying to be as respectable as possible. How do we know reopening businesses won't result in the faster spread of COVID-19? Listen, the fact of the matter is, pretty much every scientific and medical report shows that whenever you have a reopening, that it actually will lead to increase in spread. It's almost ipso facto. The goal has never been to get COVID-19 transmission down to zero. It can never be kept to zero, because there's always going to be rapidly spread with rapidly transmittable disease like this. There will always be a level of transmission. The goal is to reopen using strategies that are proven strategies that can contain the spread of COVID-19. These strategies that have proven effective inside the state of blank for the past month and a half. Now, how many COVID-19 cases in state of blank? Currently, this state has a total of 32,332. I would love to share my screen, but I'm trying not to call out the governor and state. 32,332 cases plus 1,037 yesterday, plus 22 deaths, for a total of 884 deaths. Now I'm going to just the end of that quote said that we have proven to be effective in the last month and a half. Proven to be effective. Should people die? Yep, that's part of life. Part of life.
Antonio, how are they going to give out those shots next year if they don't have a reason to?
Fair enough. Fair enough. That's a whole different conversation. I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? That you real woke right now. I ain't mad at you, right? 884 people dying when we never got out of a spike, when we're about to cause another major spike in the same spike, like in the same wave. That's not effective. That's population control.
Can I say something? Because remember when they said that they were going to open up Atlanta, they were one of the first states to open up, and it was the same thing that they were bringing to the table. So with the bowling alleys, the barbers, the nail shops, so we knew from then that this was not right. And then look at the airport. That's one of the major hubs in the world, in the United States, for transportation. And if you have Atlanta on the map that you want to open up, what are you asking for? This thing to spread like wildfire, obviously, because that's the major hub for airlines and everything in the southeastern states. And we're talking about transportation, and a virus is just going to be crazy. That's, I don't know. It sounds like a big setup.
Again, you like Carol, you sounding real woke right now.
It was so obvious from the beginning. It's an obvious, I think everybody's a woke. I think everybody's woke. Sorry. It is too obvious not to see. Yeah, if you can't see, you got to be blind. That's all I can say. I'm signing off my mic right now.
Okay. I love your accent, by the way. Like, real talk, all I'm trying to communicate with y'all is very simple. As I say it all the time, I got a whole keynote about it. It's like flagged on my page. Anything you can account for, you can control. They have accounted for the statistics, which means they're also controlling the statistics. And if you are in the poor or middle class, this is not an opinion. This is quoted. I just quoted it to you. Your death has been rendered. Excuse me. The potential of your death has been rendered okay to increase in statistics and percentage, and effective if you die. That's got nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with me.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
What you just said is not anything new, because if you go back and look at our history, especially when you talk about automobiles, when automobiles make those vehicles and they know sometimes that they've made mistakes or they rush to get in production so they can beat the other company. They found out later that they have made some mistakes. When they look at those mistakes and they calculate them about, against how many injuries and how many deaths, some of those companies have said, we are willing to put those cars out there on the road without a recall, because with the people who are going to die or be injured, we'll spend less money without the recall than we will by recalling all those vehicles to fix the defect. So basically, X amount of people are expendable and they'll pay the money and still have more of a profit than if they do a recall. Hello?
I wish that wasn't true. I wish.
Ooh, that, I gotta add something to that.
Go ahead.
And on top of that, like, we know how many people drive on the highways and roads and much more. If this was such a big issue, why don't they try to lower the amount of cars on the road? There's a lot of financial money going into this because they know if they do raise this issue, then you have to have a relapse of that. And then on top of that, look at the cars that are the most expensive. You rarely see any recalls on them. Why is that? It's like little stuff like that.
Well, it's because, so the punchline to this whole section here is they're not reopening the country to save the economy. They're reopening the country to save their profits. That's the punchline. That's in every country, period. I want you to know, go back to what Jerome said, they're not going to try to kill me. I'm one of them. You should really receive this. These laws or these whatever, they're not aimed at me. I slipped through the cracks. They're not aimed at me. I've been homeschooling my kids 5 years before it was necessary to homeschool your kids. My kids on their 6 years of homeschool. Go take our trainings. Go get your money. The fight is for what, Grace?
Prosperity.
It's not against my governor. Not against his decisions. You following me? The fight, Steve, is for prosperity. As long as you get engulfed in that article, you're not fighting for prosperity. Right? As long as you're posting about them, you ain't posting about your business. Help me, somebody. The fight is for prosperity. There's no other fight. Fight no other battle. Reopening my state, peripheral battle. Population control, peripheral battle. I just need to account for their war tactics against me, so I can continue to avoid them and go for prosperity. Everybody gets what they deserve, good or bad. Nobody escapes karma. Not in this life, not in the next. Nobody. Just is what it is. Why did I bring this up in my meeting? Because I have a responsibility. I don't run this company. I am in charge of the welfare of my people, period. And if you try to separate the two, then you don't deserve prosperity. You don't deserve wealth. You don't. I'll be one of these people complaining, oh my God, reopen the country. You ain't gonna hear none of them posts from me. And I still ain't laid nobody off. And we winning, and I'm bleeding chips in some places just to keep some quality of life for people, not profit. I'm doing extra stuff that I'd rather not be doing, but that's what you're supposed to do. Go ahead, Carol.
So The Animal Farm by George Orwell, long, long time ago, talks about this, where the animals revolt against the masters. That tells this story. This is happening now, but this is an old book.
I need to read that.
Yep.
We'll find it today.
Yep. Some animals, no, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. And that was the main premise. That was the main premise of the book, basically.
Wow. That's us. If you're looking for a deeper, more conscious thing, it's simple. It's simple. Everybody listening to me is wrong. And they wrong. Why? It's simple. It's real simple. This is this concept, not what we're talking about, but the concept is covered in Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh, Volume 1. It's real simple. They wrong for doing it. We wrong for making it normal. And that's the truth. So if you're looking for something conscious, there's still, COVID or not, there's still 44,000 children dying a day from starvation. And we got plenty of food. That just is what it is. We vote them in. And then we say, that's normal. As long as you leave me alone, you can keep doing that. So everybody wrong. Collective consciousness is all that matters. And until we raise that, we're going to keep having these kind of conversations. Hopefully that, I don't know if that last part helps you. This, that was me telling you straight up that y'all and I fit to argue with me about how y'all going to stay like this until at least June 30th. You understand? I've got to make sure I do right. Let me end with this. Maybe I can, I know that they're throwing stones at me. Maybe I can catch some of these stones with a prayer. You know what I'm saying? I remember it and catch it with a prayer. I want to pray for Satish. He has a family member going through something. No details. The details are not for me to say out loud, but I want to do that. God, we come to you right now for our brother Satish, who is currently in the hospital, not for himself, but for a loved one. And the condition is serious. And even when things get better, the body would never be the same. Medication would probably be permanent. Lifestyle would probably have to shift. Care may be needed. Psychologically, they would be damaged. But you are still God. And the last time I checked, you still God in jail. You still God in hospitals. You still God in reopening states. You just God. And we are collectively pushing good energy to our brother Satish all the way to India. I was taught with two or three gathered in your name there, you are in the midst. There's a whole lot more than two or three of us. We're gathered. We are in alignment with their healing. Let only the good shows come on TV that support their healing. May every nurse walk in having a good day at home and then take the energy of that good day and put it on them sheets. Let every technician have a good day at home and then walk into that room. God, we pray over the threshold of the door that anybody that means his family member harm or any wrong vibration, any vibration that is not conducive to the healing, that you put power on the threshold of that door so they feel uncomfortable when they walk in. And we ask now, we don't have to ask. We're expecting great news, great praise reports, great healing, because we don't have to ask. It's already ours. It's already manifested. They come to the throne of grace boldly. We bold. We are expecting healing. It ain't your will. It is your will that this gets better. And we are in alignment with what is better. In your name, amen. All right, everybody, appreciate you. Satish, we are standing with you, brother. Standing with you as much as we possibly can. Thank you, everybody. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't play better. You can dominate. See y'all later.